She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Wait! Hold on a second!
Shout out to Pogs. I'm your slammer, Andy.
Did she say she's so black?
Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Is there something I've never heard before?
Wait a second.
That's what she says.
She's so black?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No way. Is that really what the song is?
That's Sir Mix-a-Lot, yeah.
Wait a second.
Baby Got Back.
But
like she says she's so black. She did like say she is some, fucking disgusting.
With some disdain.
Wait a
yeah.
second. That's not in there. No.
Yeah. Is this some sort of Mandela effect we just stumbled upon where we thought no. Sir Mix-a-Lot didn't have a racist thing at the beginning of the song?
I'm literally looking at the lyrics and it says
I don't see it in there.
Oh my yeah, it's at the very end. It says Moe got back and got so big, she looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Blah blah blah. I mean gross, look, she's just so black. She even says gross, look.
Yeah.
Man, Sir Mix-a-Lot, that does.
I guess that being said.
I don't remember hearing that.
DJ Giancana, we need some help, all right?
Sir Mix-a-Lot wrote that and had them run them say it, you know? It's not like it was improv. It's not like they were.
It's because it's two white girls in the video.
Right, yeah.
That are talking.
Yeah, because they
why are you saying that like it makes it better, Andy?
Because they have flat,
it makes it worse.
They have
like
flat white girl asses, dude, and they're jealous.
Oh, it's two white girls. It's fine.
No, not that it's fine. I'm just realizing that it's two white girls and saying she's just so black.
It actually is pretty, I mean, Sir Mix-a-Lot, maybe he should have had somebody in the room go, you sure this is how you want it to come off?
Oh, dude.
I wonder if that's in the video, because I feel like...
Asses talking about a big ass.
I feel like the video maybe didn't have that last sentence on there.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so either.
I don't,
maybe it did.
I don't necessarily 100% remember, but I feel like it is what it is, and it's been what it is since we fucking heard it.
Wow.
You know?
That's crazy. I didn't realize that at all.
You guys are having a Mandela effect right now.
I know. What if it's a Mandela effect of the fact that, like, everybody else, that heard this beginning, nobody else heard it except us three?
Yeah. What are they talking about?
Yeah, what are they even? I didn't hear that.
They're like, these guys are fucked up.
And then from their internet, it doesn't show that in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, so, guys, we're not just making this up, I swear.
Sort of Truman Show thing?
Yeah. Fucking, you know, they call us Ten Hatters over here.
Somebody's gaslighting the Draft Pod.
Mm-hmm.
We're going around telling everybody, like, you remember in the beginning when she said she's so black?
Nobody heard that.
Look. There's the lyrics.
And then you guys.
For 10 minutes.
You guys are acting like you're surprised, but Andy's entire sweep rap was about large black butts.
Well, hit us with it, Andy.
All right. I like driving in my car, ain't no place to go. Windows down, music blasting on the radio. Old people walking and they hate it though. Push it to the max like create a pro. Stopping through a drive through to get some food. Some douchebag cut me off and I'm like, hey, what's good? He cowers down and orders his meal. I walk up to his window and he knows the deal. He's like, hey, meet me at the bank. Too bad I'm already pissing in his tank. I shake and smile, walking back to my ride. Figures out what happens and says, now you must die. I flip him the bird and show him my tushy. He's like, we got beef. I said, you already ate octopussy. I can see him asking me. But he drives off with a tank of pee. I look over and see a camera from the employee. He's laughing and says, your internet's going to see your wee. I'm like, come on, man. Don't paste my peen. He's like, what's in it for me?
Man, it's been a while since you dropped peen. It's such a fucking great word.
Don't paste me.
I'm gonna fucking bell break this fucking rap.
Well, I got an idea for a podcast and I need a crew. He's like, fuck it, I'm in. My name is Drew. I look back and there's one car in the drive-thru. Some dude hops out and says, hey, I got video too. You said something about a podcast with games? I didn't say, yeah, okay, I'm in. I'm James. That shit you did was funny as hell, dude. Let's all go back to my place. I gotta poop. Drew hops out and says, fuck it, I quit. Plus, also, I gotta take a shit. Guys, I'm Andy, and I also gotta let Brown out of the bond. Let's all shit and start the draft, pa.
What the fuck? There were a lot of, like, spit takes on that one. Yeah. A lot. If I was drinking water, it'd be all over. All my electronics would be soiled. Fucking don't paste my peen. Alright. So we're doing our predictions show, guys.
Yes, we're going to look into the future.
By looking to the past at our winners from last year.
Okay. So, that being said, we've decided Andy won.
It's almost like we have this shit scripted, but it's totally not.
I know. Andy won a fucking steel card and a mulligan, so Andy's at 2 steel cards, and then a couple weeks he gets to pick a fucking old draft that we've done to redo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think we should just, man, never mind.
Okay.
Well, all right. You know, we'll do that. No, we won't.
I kind of want to save that. So
don't paste my peen, bro.
Yeah, don't paste my peen. Yeah. But this year we're playing for another one, fucking another DJ Khaled style.
Yep. Last year I won with selecting Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for Kids' Choice. I can't believe it's Nut Butter for AVN Clever Title of the Year, and picking the Kansas City Chiefs, and that got me the dub.
And there's 2 AVN titles of the year this year that I want, and I'm having trouble picking which one.
I am too. That's why I'm hoping.
Hopefully however, you get the middle.
I hope so, yeah.
So we are dropping one this year. Razzies, get the fuck out of here. You're irrelevant. We're bringing into the mix.
Yeah. Let's just let the people know why the Razzies are irrelevant. Because Razzies, the worst movie in a fucking century came out last year, and you didn't even fucking put it in the worst movie list, you fuckers.
Yeah.
And we're talking Morbius.
Yep.
I didn't even have to say it. Everybody knew.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And so that means Razzies, your ass is out, and we're going to do Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, because it is act.
Damn.
Yeah. It was one of the most stacked categories, so that's why we picked it. It's going to be a hard one to pick, you know?
It is going to be very hard.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got to order. How are we looking? How's it going to be?
James has first pick. What?
Go ahead, James. I said, go to Jamie.com.
You're going.
We almost forgot that.
BronyU.com.
Oh, there you go. Every time Drew tried to do it, it was robot voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So James gets first pick. Drew, you're second. Andy, you're rounding us out.
All right. Well.
All right.
Let's kick the shit.
Here we go. Let's do it. I have to pick first for album of the year. Let me get this like list popped up real quick.
We should we read off the the options?
Yeah, I can read them off here. Yeah. So, World Music Radio by John Batiste, Endless Summer Vacation by Miley Cyrus. Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard by Lana Del Rey? That's way too long of a title. Definitely won't win. The Age of Pleasure by Janelle Monáe. Guts. Hey, Andy Guts. Olivia Rodrigo. Midnights by Taylor Swift and SOS by SZA.
And it's actually, the record by Boy Genius.
It's actually Andy. Guts.
So I guess I'm going to go with... Which one of these is a darling in the eyes of the Grammy nominators?
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, I know. You know, I think I'm going to go with Janelle Monáe.
Ooh. The Age of Pleasure, one of my top five albums of the year.
The song Float is like that song blows me away every time it's fucking on. It pops up on my playlist and it really gets me fucking motivated, you know?
Dude, she absolutely
I don't dance, I just float. I fucking love that shit.
Oh, so good.
The whole album is
champagne
fucking
shit's fire too.
Yeah, the whole album is fire, dude.
Oh, my champagne shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fire.
Fucking A. So, yeah. Let's go Janelle Monáe.
I like that.
I like it, too.
Yeah. All right.
Drewski?
You know, I think I'm just going to go with the question that's, you know, burning all of us alive. And because James said it's not going to win. Did you know there's a tunnel under the Ocean Boulevard? By Lana Del Rey.
it's not like she could have left the word that out, you know what I mean? It's just too wordy. She should have gone like 120 like Twitter characters and that was it, and just kept whittling it down.
She had to just make sure the title was longer than her name, I guess, but yeah. I mean, it's not that long, it's just, you know, seems long.
That's how look at it, the way Andy wrote it in there. He couldn't write the whole title out, so it's DYKTATUTOB. That's how I hope that that's how everybody who's a fan are like, did you hear the new Lana album, DYKTATUTOB? Did you?
They're like, say it. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh. That's.
Fuck. that's probably not.
That was a part of the word. It wasn't the word.
Yeah. You heard that new Dyke Tat album?
Well, I mean, Tom.
Don't tell you, Tom.
You mean like it's Ocean Boulevard? Oh my god! And a tunnel under an ocean is a dike.
Yeah.
Oh
my god,
dude, that's a bar.
It's a double.
Oh my god,
Delana Del Bars.
Man,
jeez.
Well, Lana, I didn't know, and I'm not even going to listen to the album to find out.
All right, let me think this through. John Batiste won last year.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Genius makes up Phoebe Bridgers and Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus, I believe. So that's like multiple indie darlings. So they love me them some Miley. You guys picked Lana Janelle.
I think
Rodrigo probably had the best pop album of the year, but then there's T-Swift.
But she also won like best new artist last year.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to get them on my side and become the most powerful dude at the draft pod.
Nice.
Swifties roll with me. Midnight's Taylor.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I feel like you're going to get that pick now. Just because you conjured the interest of the Swifties with your pick, you know, like.
I'll see your pick.
All the Swifties just lit up.
No doubt.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Dude, Swifties go up to the top of the, like, world.
It's like they just got spotted in Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
He's also calling for a Super Bowl repeat.
Oh, he definitely is.
Could be.
It's like,
oh man. All right. Up next, we have the Oscars best movie. And I feel like I've kind of been blessed in this scenario to get the first pick. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, necessarily my top, but Drewski can attest to the love for this movie. Yeah. So give me Oppenheimer.
Yep.
Yeah. Feel like this is a really good pick, and it's got a great shot.
A lot of big directors had movies this year.
Yeah. Are there a list of Oscar noms yet or no?
There is not. So we just have to. That's partially why I'm also using Oppenheimer, is because it's the combination of huge and respected by the critics. So with not having a list, I can't get as out there because I'll feel like an idiot if my movie doesn't make the list.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So this is the safest route, I will say.
Got you. Okay. I think that's a pretty strong pick, actually. So, Drew?
All right, well, I'm going to do exactly what you just did, but I'm going to throw in something that they love even more, and that's representation. Give me Killers of the Flower Moon.
Damn. That's where I would have gone.
Oppenheimer has too many white people. They got to make up for 100 years of keeping them out of film. So,
but Killers of the Flower Moon?
Moon?
The Flower Room?
Flower Room.
Did you hear he got killed in the Flower Room? With a lamp. The butler did it.
Colonel Mustard?
Colonel Mustard, yeah.
It doesn't have Cillian's eyes.
That's true.
That's right.
It's got Leo's eyes.
Yeah, Leo gets snubbed by the Oscars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oscars,
he's
no.
He's got one.
No longer.
Yeah, but...
they got to make up for all of Leo's backlog and racial injustice.
No doubt. Got to make up for Blood Diamond.
Exactly. So... bam. Yeah, man. Again, I haven't seen it yet. I really... I'm definitely going to see it before we do the thing, but it's just it looks really heavy, so I just haven't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is we go on a binge and watch a bunch of movies prior to the potties.
Yeah,
and then we take like a small break, and then all of a sudden we have a couple months to like study up and get our you know top 10-ish that we'll pick from.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want a movie with
representation?
With representation, but you guys' movies also don't have an Allen, so I'm going with Barbie.
You know? I was wondering.
I just feel like as far as movies being talked about throughout the year, and this one is high on every critic's list, so.
And what I like about your pick here is it could be those old bland fucks trying to prove that, see?
Yeah.
We like comedy.
See, they ran out of, there was a
year they would do it.
There was a pink paint shortage with our movie. That's how crazy we are, you know?
Yeah.
We're wild and crazy fucks.
We go to the party
and wild
turn
and
up.
Crazy fuck.
Yeah, we turn up with martini glasses full of straight gin with an olive, of course.
Rosé.
All right, Barbie.
You guys have a rosé. Well, we got a couple ladies named Rose.
Oh, foot cramp, fuck. Ah.
Ooh, Kids' Choice movies.
Okay.
The options are Barbie, Five Nights at Freddy's, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Transformers, The Rise of the Beasts, The Little Mermaid, and The Marvels.
Okay. So if I was a kid, this would be my top movie of the year. So I'm going to go Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Damn.
I love that you're like, it's going to move win movie of the year, but not Kids' Choice.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
Barbie. Well, let's see if one of us ends up picking it.
I don't think kids are as into Barbie as much as they'd be into Guardians of the Galaxy.
I feel like that's true. I feel like they saw there was, and maybe it was just a, because I don't follow a lot of children on social media, but it seemed like there were more interest from fucking 30-year-old women.
There definitely was, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like teenage girls, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't. But Guardians of the Galaxy, you could be fucking like, you could be like a 7-year-old little tyke and still be into that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Tyke tat tut tub.
All right, Drew.
Oof, man, do I want to...
All the 7-year-olds listening to our podcast right now are fucking shouting and screaming after my pick. They loved it.
Yeah.
They're freaking out.
No, they're like, fuck you!
Yeah, see, I think even though it's the kids' choice, I feel like it's more like older kids doing it. So I am going to go Barbie.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What I was going to say here is we watched it with my kid. And it started off of Pink, and then we don't like girls, Dad. Is that right? You know, to...
And you were like, no, we love girls.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're and like, then... You're like, but we love pussy, and, though, kid. High five.
And we love Margot Robbie.
Love. Yeah, but, like, then by the end of the movie, he was into it. Now, granted...
Uh-huh.
He got more into it, like.
Did
as,
you say
like,
granite?
Like the...
Did you say granite instead of granted? Oh my god! Is that key code to say your kid was stoned? Like, and it kicked in halfway through the movie. That's why he was into it.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, man.
I know we don't do it often, but I feel like we have way more fun in the afternoon.
Well, granted, it's earlier and we're...
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like Mike Tyson with the shit. Sometimes I just be saying words and I don't know if they fit. You know? But yeah, by the end, he was loving it. It was really because of like Ken and... the guys and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah. Cause like when it got super, like we're dudes, you know, kind of thing.
Oh god. Like, so he missed the entire point of the movie.
Yeah. I don't think he got it, but
you know, the dudes like they fucked everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. But he loved it.
I know. He loves that yeah. shit.
I want a bell break. Just this Mike Tyson thing. So,
there you go.
I saw something the other day where, like, I don't know, it was on some talk show or something, and they were like, do you think Michael or Mike Tyson's the best whatever of all time? And people were like, you know, not really. And then he'd come out. But he would just come out and, like, kind of stand there. And, like, people would be like, oh, whoa, you know. But it just, like, if you just watch Mike Tyson, it kind of reminded me of fucking Chunky, where it was like, figure out what you're going to do.
Because
some people would just stand there like, whoa, like, and he'd have to come up with something. And, it, like, it was always kind of weird. Like, that's all I could think of was like, before you come out here, figure out what you're going to do.
It would be funny if they, like, told Mike Tyson – because he's an actor at this point, so, like, he could go out there and, like, pretend like you're so fired up, you're so hot about what they just said.
Yeah.
And, like, get in their fucking face and just go nuts. You know? Don't, like, hit him. Don't fucking kill him with a one punch, my friend, but...
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I saw a... I saw somebody posted a meme and it said it had a picture of Mike Tyson and a picture of Mia Khalifa and it said, which one could you last 1 minute with? And the top comment said, "Well, I don't even think I could get an erection for Mike Tyson." That's so funny to me.
I'd be like, if you add it both up, it wouldn't last a minute.
Oh man.
All right, Andy.
Okay, you guys took a couple bangers here. All right, yeah. my theory here for Kids' Choice is it can't be too mature, right? So even though I said what I said, I'd probably throw Barbie out and then Five Nights at Freddy's. Even though it's a kid's game and they'd be super into it, it was kind of like horror
adjacent,
and I think PG-13, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got Guardians, which that would probably have been my top pick. Little Mermaid, it's only for the ladies. Transformers Rise of the Beast, that feels like maybe more of like a boy thing for a kid's thing. So I'm going to go with the Marvels because it has boys and girls and, like, representation.
Okay.
Aren't they three girls? The Marvels?
Isn't there dudes in it? Like,
I mean, there's dudes in all of these movies. This has three female leads, I think.
Shit.
If I'm right, I don't know. I mean.
Shit. That weren't my theory. All right, fuck it. I took the Marvels.
Yeah, the Marvels. I mean, I'm sure it's good.
I mistaken the Marvels with Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay.
Common mistake.
People who don't make that mistake are like, no, it's not. It's definitely never.
There's somebody out there reacting the same way James did when you said, "I'm a Wookiee head."
He's not a Wookiee.
Oh man.
All right,
up next we have Emmy
Rossum.
Hey Emmy.
The Emmy Rossum goes to,
yes, I am going to take Drew's pick from last year.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Succession.
Okay. So this would be the previous season Succession.
Yes.
Okay. The Emmys had to do a what? Push it back because the writer's strike.
I guess.
All we heard, Drew, from your entire whatever you just said was they pushed it back from the season or whatever you said at the very end there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying
it was robot voice, but then Andy just goes, "Yeah, I agree." He didn't hear a word you said. That son of a bitch.
I said it's for the like. This is the last.
Oh, it's doing it again. Whatever you're saying. The universe does not want the people to hear it.
Yeah. What I get for not talking right. about the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what, oh my God, it's conspiracy.
Right on.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
All right, Drew, you're back.
Oh, sure I am. Wait, where's that goddamn list?
Best TV drama.
The choices for best television drama: Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, Yellow Jackets.
You know, give me White Lotus.
Oh, so you took mine.
I think any way you go, it's going to be an HBO show. Because I think almost all of them are.
Yeah, you're right.
The Crown.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
No doubt.
Yeah, I fucking wrote that, didn't I?
All right, back to me.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Fine.
White Lotus, right? That's what you went with? Okay. Drew's just going to talk in hand signals for the rest of the show.
That's right. He's the white Lotus.
Good thing I know ASL.
Got some three letters up.
I'm going to go, I think, you know, I still haven't watched this show yet, which is surprising because I played the game, but The Last of Us is like such a highly talked about show. I feel like people hold
it. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I know. I need to watch it. I am going to get to it. I say that all the time. There's so much shit piled on. Like, I have anxiety about how much shit I need to watch.
Yeah.
There's so much.
I know Pedro Pascal is like regarded very highly in this show.
Yeah. Which leads me to, well, I guess we should go to this first.
There's a raven. Oh, there's a sheep. Draft bonnets, you know. If it's splendid or it blows. So raven, so sheep.
Hey.
Put your peanut butter scoopers back in your pockets.
My scooper's covered in lint.
Why you get two fingers, put them together.
Oh, that's your peanut butter scooper?
Please don't cut that video. Oh, jeez. What you guys got?
No, so I hopefully you can hear this. I already know my.
You started strong and then it went away.
Oh, it started strong and then just.
And then it just shut the bed.
Yikes. You know?
There, you're back. You're okay. Back now. You're back now.
I said it's going to be the Lana Del Rey riff is going to be the flip.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice.
But, you know, that might get saved for later. I might have to do a best of Andy, like just clip it off for the whole year.
Oh, jeez. Well, that'd be an insane edit job. Oh, man. I got a new mattress.
Oh, shit. What'd you get? What kind?
Purple.
Ooh, is it nice?
It's really fucking nice.
Damn.
A nice medium firm. And, slept in it for the first time last night. It came rolled up. You just cut the shit off. And then as soon as you cut off like the seal pack, it just expands and boom, it's done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
Every bed I've had for the last like 10 years has been a bed in a bag.
Yeah. These
bitches are the
shit.
It's
crazy, but it is so damn comfortable. It's not even funny. Like it's got like different type of technology in there or whatever, but like whew. I was side sleeping my ass off last night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have a...
I'd like to know about a funny mattress, though.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Go, James, go, because apparently I can't, you can't hear a fucking thing I say.
Yeah, we heard it.
We did.
Oh, you did? Well, Andy said, it's so comfortable, there's nothing funny about it.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess we didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Oh, I just no-sold your joke like a total asshole.
Yeah, I just thought you didn't hear, so you were like, yeah.
No, I was just lost, and I didn't know how to pick it back up. My yes and improbabilities went totally out the fucking window. I was like a deer in headlights with that one.
I don't know what I did.
Well, yeah. Oh. I would like to see a funny mattress, too.
Just a mattress on stage telling jokes?
It's like a big hole in the middle of it. That's like, hilarious.
Like, I used to be on the street. Some guy was laying on me.
Like, this mattress is uncomfortable as fuck, but damn, is it funny.
It's so funny. It's so uncomfortable. It's hilarious.
People always sleeping on me, but I'm the one that people are sleeping on.
I kind of want to see this character now.
You lay on this mattress and it's like, this has to be a joke.
You ever have piss come and semen all on you at the same time? I call that a Tuesday.
Piss, cum, and semen. I think cum and semen are the same thing.
I think you meant me, mattress.
I think you meant blood, urine, or semen.
No, I think you meant piss, cum, and semen. I think that's exactly what he meant.
Yeah, that's it. Is what he meant.
Yeah. It's two. It's just from two cocks, guys. It's two cocks.
You ever had two cocks of cocaine on you on your mattress?
What?
Oh man. MATTRISS. Up next to the stage.
MATTT.
Matt Riss.
Matt Triss.
Matt. He just does crowd work like Matt Rife.
Oh, Mr. Just, Triss, man.
Just distracting all those fucking cougars.
Talk about Ashiti. I don't know if we really talked about this at all, but I did try to watch some of that Matt Rife special that was on Netflix, and I had to turn it off. That was...
Really?
Like, I think I... And I'm not going to shit on Matt Rife. I think he gets a lot of shit or whatever, but, like, I think his improv shit is funny, like, when he's doing crowd work. It's funny.
Yeah. His crowd work is insane.
I'm not going to shit on him, but that fucking stand-up was the worst I've ever seen. It was the Morbius of stand-up.
Well, it's funny, because I haven't seen his stand-ups. I've only seen, like, clip after clip after clip after clip.
That's the thing, though, is I think that his scripted stuff is no good. Like, it's not that it's no good, it's that he doesn't, I don't think
he's an improv comedian, for sure.
He doesn't flesh things out properly, and he also doesn't present his jokes properly. But, like, when he's just riffing with somebody out in the crowd, and it's just off the dome, like, the dude's a fucking master, but...
Well, because he was also on Wildin' Out.
Exactly, yeah. But his scripted comedy is no.
Yeah.
But like, I'm a better comedian than he is.
If your crowd work is that fucking good, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right, like, and that's the total.
You just kind of have to have an outline of what you're doing, because that's what people are also coming to your show knowing you from, more than likely.
Yeah. 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 I think he should probably just think about never writing a joke again and only going out and doing
I think you should apply for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, just not write sketches.
But I'm saying, like, improv in the moment, like doing the Wildin' Out stuff, good with the crowd work. Maybe there's something there. Bring him on as a character.
I don't know if he'd do good or not, because that's like, it's all scripted shit, you know?
Maybe a roast battle.
Well, yeah. Him and Pete Davidson on, like, one thing would be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just a... You know what he should do is, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Guest on Curb. And do improv. Because their whole script is improv, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I bet you he would find some gems in that, but...
I gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know.
The show you brought up to me was an absolute raven.
Oh, dude. The new Ted?
Oh, my God. Like, I felt like I was, like, watching a movie and also a 90s sitcom, but with adult humor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Yeah.
There's an episode.
It's amazing, yeah.
There's an episode. It's, like, the third or fourth episode where they go and they rent a porn movie or whatever, but the porn movie gets stuck in the VCR and the mom finds it, and the mom thinks it's the husband. So she goes to, they have like their niece or whatever lives with them, like their cousin. It's his cousin, but their parents' niece, his parents' niece or whatever. Mm-hmm. She lives in their house, and she takes the heat for Ted and Johnny for having, it's like saying the porn movie is her movie. So when she goes and tells them that, the Johnny character goes into this whole thing, like, because they were going to, like, leave the house and never come back because the mom found the porn and they thought that, she knew, mom knew that I was watching porn. So they were, like, so happy and thankful or whatever, and he looked at his cousin and he said, I'm never going to look at porn ever again in my whole life. And then right after he says it, all of a sudden Ian McKellen comes over, like, just talking over everything, and he goes, and Johnny kept that promise for the next 2 years until he discovered internet porn, and then he pulled his penis out so fast that he almost ripped it off. And Ian McKellen goes into this whole thing. That's so... Oh God, it's so fucking funny. And then I don't want to ruin it, but that whole part to me is so funny. And then he even says, "I'm Ian McKellen." That's so fucking funny.
There's a part in the first one, and I'm not gonna give a bunch away, but like where he's talking about him masturbating to Full House and then accidentally going on like a nice duplex when it cut to a scenic scene or whatever.
He could never get the timing right with his jerking off, so he wants to jerk off to Lori Loughlin, but every now and then it goes too fast and it's just the front of the house when he finally
I thought he was going to go to Olsen Twins, but when he went to front of the house, dude, lost it.
That shit made me laugh so hard. God.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's very funny. So good. Yeah. Ted.
On Peacock.
Peacock! I guess hopefully you guys hear it, but I have, you know, Raven and Sheedy is, we said goodbye to Ty this weekend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, happy he's, you know, got the new beginnings. It just sucks it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for what Ty is going to do up there, you know what I mean? Whatever he ends up doing, I'm sure it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Definitely want to check him out one of these times of days, of months.
Was that a double? Was that a double? Times?
Yeah. I'd like to see him sometime.
He definitely said to come visit, so.
Sweet.
Actually, he said, you too.
Ah,
I'm glad Andy didn't come.
Yeah. I'll just live in the closet. I don't care, man.
Right. Andy can stay
on a pool table one time.
Andy can sleep on Justin's collectible room floor or something.
Yeah.
We'll sleep at Ty's.
I'll sleep with all the Scots.
Ty did say, I might just have to drive up to Jacksonville first. So.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I pointed out to Ty, and that I'm glad that we brought this up because I wanted to bring it up, was that Jordan guy. God, what the fuck is it? Jordan.
Michael?
No, there's a guy. There's a guy named Jordan who does commentary and stuff for indie wrestling in Florida, and he did a Indie Wrestling Florida top 100 wrestlers thing. Okay. And if you look at the top 10 guys, number one is Logan Cruz, number two, August Artois, number three, Daniel Starling, number four, Bud Heavy, number five, Wheezy T, number six, The Cheese, number seven, Leroy Shogun, number eight, Noah Vale. Eight of the top 10 are guys that we have watched grow for like the past 3 years that got really a big, huge head start in front of everybody because of Ty and the program that he developed and got going, you know, Grind Time Wrestling. Like, I don't know. When I saw that, I felt a lot of like elation for what we've done and what Ty created, and I don't know. Yeah. It's pretty fucking incredible. Dude. And I told Ty, I was like, dude, a lot of this is you, my friend.
Yeah.
You know? So
That's pretty damn cool.
That's fucking awesome. 80%.
That's crazy. And Jake's not even in it, which I would argue should be damn near the top.
He probably I don't know where he landed, if he's in the top 20 or not, but yeah. That's pretty fucking incredible.
Wait, was Leroy in there?
Leroy, yeah. He was number 7.
Okay.
But that's crazy. Out of the top 10 are fucking guys that a lot of the guys that we're talking about too are guys that we saw wrestle for the first time.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, good luck where you go, Ty, and we'll come find you.
That's right. Wherever you are.
That's a threat, not a promise.
I'm going to take 3 of them pinkies to market.
All right.
That's so Raven.
Sexiest man alive.
We kind of teased it, and I'm going with my boy, Pedro Pascali.
Ooh.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, that's a solid fucking pick.
I'm telling you, dude.
Really fucking good pick.
Like, people are head over heels for this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I like him.
Mm.
I couldn't last 1 minute with him.
Dude, especially if he's the dude from The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nick Cage version, their movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is a big year. So what he has coming up, Freaky Tales. I don't know what that is. Drive Away Dolls, Coen Brother movie. So he's getting a Coen Brother movie. That's awesome. The Uninvited. Not sure what that is. Gladiator 2. And that all has dates of 2024. I'm sure not all of them are going to come out in 2024, but that's 4 movies. So you got to be active doing something to kind of get this at the same time of getting it. So this is a great pick.
Well, and also, dude, the fact that Gladiator 2, like, that is going to be fucking huge.
Yeah. And you get a little representation with the whole Chilean thing.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Chilean.
Yeah. Shout out to Chileans.
Pedro, one hot pepper.
You know, I like chili.
I love some Chilean sea bass.
Hell yeah. Dude, I love a good fish at like a nice restaurant. I can't eat fucking shellfish, but...
How did we go from Chilean representation... to talking about a good fish at a restaurant.
Dude, I don't know about you. Like a nice, like, solid breaded with like a white cream sauce, maybe some capers and some lemon sauce or something on it. Come on now.
That sounds amazing. I would chill with that.
Talking about left, right.
I would chill out with that.
Yeah.
I'd be Chilean. You know?
Netflix is Chilean.
Oh, shit. All right, Drew.
Michaels, the Chilean version. Jillian Michaels.
I'm going to try to get him on my side coming off Andy earlier, but I'm going to go with a man who fucking is just, you know, he's the top of his position. He is, he's taken the world by storm, him and his brother both, but mainly because he's, I mean, you know, maybe it could be the two of them. That would be sweet.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go Travis Kelce.
That's good. That's a good pick. That's a solid pick.
That was on my list.
Really?
Contenders. Yeah. Just because I felt like with the Taylor thing, and he also, you know, hosted Saturday Night Live after the Super Bowl this year, in 2023. So, like, it's a good pick. He's got that now mustache, which is like... took him up another level in the voters' eyes.
But I will say the one flaw in this theory.
Is if they break up?
No, it's that it's that the Swifties are so loyal to Taylor that they don't even look at they look at Travis Kelce as a brother, not as a sex symbol. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's off limits.
That's true. I do remember, like,
but there are some Swifties.
You think some of the Swifties are swift in?
Yeah,
I think especially if there's like a.
Let me see what Taylor tastes like.
Damn. Holy shit!
Let me get one lick. Did you have something else to say, Drew?
I did.
I'm
laughing.
Oh, fuck.
No, man. I think it would be cool to, like a Kelce Brothers. Like, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, that would be
especially,
cool.
Like, I remember seeing this video, like, how they said, like, you know, there's a, like, every, like, it was basically, like, dating advice. It was like, look, I know you're going to get into the friend group because you're going to be into the Travis, but go for the Jason. Like, it was like advice for girls. Like, don't go after the Travis, go after the Jason.
Yeah,
Travis might be here today, gone tomorrow. Jason will stick by you.
That's right.
But no, like, if it's a all Kelce Super Bowl again and everything, that'd be, I think it is a possibility.
Very, very possible. I'm going to go with one that's a rehash of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be one that just, until it happens, he's just going to be on the list every year because it makes no sense why this dude has not won. And he's coming off of the Barbie stuff, so I got to go Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, kind of like a cool movie coming out that, like chicks are going to be super into with his, like, stunt action guy kind of thing he's got going on. It looked awesome. I forgot what the name of the movie is, but and he's going to be performing like I'm Just Ken on the, you know, the award shows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I cannot find what the movie is, but some stunt action movie. So I think this is a solid choice.
Okay.
It was, these were actually like my top three.
Dude.
Yeah.
The Goslingers, they're fucking out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't fuck up Gosling the way I fucked up last year's pick of mine.
Oh, yeah. You really jinxed that.
Yep. It was all my fault.
Seemed like a fucking home run, though, until it wasn't. It's all right. James is going to pick Wander Franco.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
The Fall Guy. The Fall Guy is the name of the movie.
Okay.
And it's like, it's with Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling. No. Yeah. Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling. So, it looks fucking great. He's sexy. He had Ken under his wings. And this is kind of like Leo not winning the Oscar for so long.
Mm-hmm.
This is People's Sexiest Man version of Leo not winning it, is Ryan Gosling not winning it yet.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy. Like The Notebook came out in like 2004.
Yeah. How is this dude not won?
Yeah.
That is crazy. Fucking A.
There it is.
All right, Andy. You're back.
All right. I'm back on with... Oh. Damn. I actually didn't want this to be the first pick that I make here because it's just a banger of a lineup.
I got screwed on this one.
Yeah, AVN Clever Title of the Year Award. Should I read off all the names?
Would it make sense to use my steel card here just for the chance of getting a steel card later?
Maybe. Let's see where everybody goes, though.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. So here's the nominees for AVN Clever Title of the Year Award. Boob Ross. Can't Buy Me Butt Love. In for a Penny, In for a Pounding. It's Not Cheating If It's Adel. Make America gape again. Pride and Orifice. The Stepsisterhood of Unraveling Pants. Take me to your breeder. Take me to your breeder. Total Eclipse of the Whole. And Twinkle Twinkle Anal Stars. Oh, wow. This is really tough. I honestly think we could do this twice. Another one wins it, and I wouldn't be shocked. Like, we could take six of these and not win it, and I wouldn't be surprised. It's that strong of a running. But I gotta go with going into a political year, Make America Gape Again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my reasoning is people will be like thinking, oh, it's a presidential year. We got to go with MAGA, Make America Gape Again. You know, I think if he takes another run, maybe we all get blue hats with Make America Gape Again.
Yeah. I do like the fact that so Andy sent over the list, and not only did he give us he gave us the production companies, which I feel is important to recognize.
Yeah.
Evil Angel really doing their thing in 2024.
So Pornstar Platinum, you know, put this one out. So good on them.
Yeah, Pornstar Platinum had two, and Evil Angel had two, and Brazers had two for Most in the Bank. The Spank Bank.
I still have two I want. But I'm gonna go with Evil Angel, and I'm gonna go Twinkle Twinkle Anal Star.
Yeah, that's so good.
And also, like, I feel like, yeah, James, you said it earlier, you're gonna watch all these. Like, did you have any luck finding them?
No, they're too new to be out on free stuff. So.
Damn.
And I don't...
These are the movies that are still...
Unlike some guys in the world, I ain't paying for porn.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's... Yeah. Unless you're, like, an avid collector.
Yeah. I mean, you laugh, but Wes has a collection of porn Blu-rays, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're an avid collector, and then, like, I don't know, or you're just buying them for a funny joke that you've got a lot of money and you want to... play on your friend who's getting engaged, and while he's on a trip with his wife-to-be, you go into his house, you build up a shelf with 64 titles of porn movies, and, like, you just put them on there, so when he comes back, she's like, what the hell? Why do you have 64 DVDs of porno movies? You spent a lot of money, but it's a funny joke. Unless that's the case. Like,
plus,
you're
actually building the shelf? Like, that's fucking...
Yeah.
Somebody really. That's so much money.
Yeah.
Like, you figure you're $60, at least $20 a piece.
I was going to say 15 because you get some on clearance.
Okay.
Well, plus, like, the boxes that porn comes in are, like, huge, too. So it's like, because they have to have all the room for, like, the giant penises and stuff for the box art.
Yeah. The overhead is insane.
Yeah. You're going to have to, like, expand the guy's shelves just to get these porn boxes in there. And it's going to be front and center, huge artwork. Like, there's no way the girl's not going to see it, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. Good idea.
Yeah.
But yeah,
sounds like an expensive... That's an expensive prank, though.
It is.
Why do people still go to, like, XTCs and places like that to pick up movies? That's wild.
The only thing I can think of is because you're trying to also get a dildo at the same time, like two birds with one stone, but otherwise don't make any sense.
Plus, don't those places sell fake pee for fetish reasons, but also so you can pass a drug test?
Oh, I didn't know.
Do
that.
They really?
I think so.
Holy shit, I had no idea.
That's crazy.
Can you pass a pee test with synthetic pee? Did he say sure? The way that it cut out, it sounded like he was like 100% knew the answer is yes.
He's like, yeah, absolutely.
Sure, yeah. Do you know how much synthetic pee I've bought in my day?
No, but I know how many people have passed drug tests with synthetic pee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You walk up to the counter, can I get some pee? And then the guy just like, be right back. And he comes back with some fresh, warm pee.
Like, here.
That's what they're there exactly. for, the cashiers.
I'm going Boob Ross.
Boob Ross was up there. Yeah. Oh.
Especially, you know, they just had that movie, the Bob Ross movie and everything. Yeah, the paint movie. Yeah, it's fresh in people's minds. Bob
That's
Ross was like a,
it was very high. Yeah.
It was also like a huge costume last year. I went to Spirit Halloween twice last year, and they had so much fucking Bob Ross shit. So much. And it was like around the aisles, in caps and shit.
Ornstar Platinum?
Yeah.
What a year. Oh, they had Boob Ross and Make America Gape again.
Pornstar Platinum. I don't even know what it is, but I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
They're doing big things with namings. Yeah. Gotta respect that. That's right.
Gotta respect the candom.
The namings.
Oh, the namings. All right.
All right. Last category.
And this is the
Razzies,
new one.
Razzies, get the fuck out of here.
This is an outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, right?
That's correct.
Let's change.
What are the choices?
The choices.
I'm not going to read it.
Bill Hader.
The choices are Bill Hader, Barry, Jason Segel, Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White, The Bear.
Like, what an absolute monster of a category.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of these shows is a banger.
This one is tough, but I just think that the popularity of this is so huge and transcending that I don't know. I feel like they almost have to give it to Jason Sudeikis. So I'm going to go Jason Sudeikis.
Mm.
Ted Lasso.
And it's last season for him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, solid pick. Solid, solid pick.
Yeah. All right, Drew.
Is it the last season, though? Or is it the prior season?
Well, they said it was done, but it felt like they kind of teased a spinoff. And from what I read, it happened, Ted Lasso would like probably make appearances.
No, I'm saying the award would be for the season before.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, is this lead actor for what? What award show?
This is the Emmys.
Emmys?
Mm-hmm.
So is this the one that's going to be on tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
Today.
Yesterday.
While you're listening. There might be a winner already.
But this is for 2023. This is 2023, right?
Yeah.
So that is the final season, 2023.
But they had to mulligan it because they didn't do it last year.
I don't know what they're going off of then. Yeah, it's a good point.
Oh, wait, I don't know.
Maybe they would just consider all of it.
No, I guess it would be that.
Shrinking came out in 2023.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So it has to be 2023.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. I don't care. Damn, it's still so stacked. This is like the porn category.
It is.
The Bear as a comedy is quite, I mean, it is, but, is it? give me Bill Hader and Barry.
Same thing though. Same thing as the Bear being there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I feel like I think it's more comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as heavy.
I get what you're saying.
But again, final season. I think I want to say Sudeikis has won it before.
Yeah. And here's where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys went that route. I'm going to go the exact opposite route. Because I think the Emmys also loves to give out awards before maybe a lot of people discover something and like to be the reason people go watch shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it won an Emmy. I haven't even seen it. So the show that people maybe haven't seen as much, but I think would be very critically acclaimed, would be Shrinking. So give me Jason Segel.
Okay. That's a solid, solid tactic, I think.
Yeah.
Solid thought process.
Yeah.
Good job, Andy.
Yeah. All right. I feel good. Yeah. And we're not going to Courtney rule this thing because everybody should basically, Drew will get the second pick of each one, but everyone should get, you know, a shot at.
Yeah. So we'll serpentine the honorables as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So up first for our sports section.
Andy, Super Bowl winner.
Super Bowl winner. Do I want to put this thing? I mean, the defense was so good. Do I want to, you know, go Swift and KC? I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go this route because I would love it if this dude won a Super Bowl to shut up a lot of people. So give me Baltimore. Give me Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I would love to see Lamar Jackson get a title.
Yeah.
Do people definitely hate Lamar Jackson?
There's people who are like, hey, you're not a quarterback and all this kind of stuff because he quarterbacks different than their drop back guy who runs a 6'5", 40.
Yeah, that's what we call racist, Andy. I'm gonna go with you know, I'm gonna predict it, but just because I don't think somebody's going back to back, but I'm gonna give that. I'm still gonna go for that all Kelsey. So give me the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
yeah.
I think they may lose. I think they might have already lost as this podcast comes out.
I'll be at the game, so I'll let you guys know. I mean, yeah. I'm at the game.
You're at the game right now.
I mean, the game was great.
Yeah, you're watching it right now.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday morning.
Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that means one of the... I wish I wouldn't have...
You know, I think I said that last year just to make the joke because they were playing the Bucks in the first round last year.
Oh, shit.
But this year, I actually think they're going to do it. I think they've had enough. They've already got all their losses and shit. Like, I think they know how to win.
Well, not in the last five games.
You got a tough one here.
Yeah, I know. This is tough.
There's the one that I probably would have done first. I didn't because I just made the call in my head with what felt right in the moment. But there is somebody that I think should be the overwhelming favorite. Not overwhelming. I don't know.
I mean, there's the team that everybody, all the pundits seem to think is going to, or this is the best team in the NFL.
Pundits.
Was that wrong?
No, it's just a funny word.
Yeah.
It feels like it should be a UK word, but we say it in America.
Like taking a piss.
Pundits feel like biscuits for cookies.
I'm going to, you know, fuck, man. I even almost want to, like, do a reverse here and do one that nobody really expects, but some people probably do. So that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't know what
I don't even know what the fuck I'm thinking or talking about.
You're talking crazy talk, man.
I'm going to go with, and this is going to be crazy, I should just go with KA's team.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
Whoa.
Yes.
That'd be dope, though.
Fucking hell yeah.
CJ Stroud's been awesome. Yeah. Maybe the best rookie quarterback of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to see a rookie quarterback, rookie coach fucking win a Super Bowl and just blow everybody's fucking dicks right off.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool, man.
You know?
A BDJ? Blow dick job?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to
stick a dynamite in your ass and jerk off. And when you also release the dynamite.
Do you think like your asshole really like opens up when you're jizzing?
Like, well, it's just when that person's going to light it.
Are you making your asshole gape again?
That's the finale to make America gape again.
For World Series winners, I'm going to go, I'll go to Baltimore now. Now I'll go to Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do some Orioles action.
West just came.
Yeah, for real. Cash 1 week, Balt O's on the other.
Well, I just think Baltimore has a really stacked team, and by next year, a lot of those guys are going to be fucking... They've slanging. Worked together. They've worked together about 2 or 3 years in a row now, so maybe they'll be a more solid team, you know? And healthy.
Throwing that 32 wood around.
That's right. My boy Ryan Mountcastle.
What a name.
Yeah. Mountcastle.
All right.
I'm going to go with the... I'm just going to go down... down the road from them. The Atlanta Braves.
Oh... The Braves.
Yeah, the Braves. Hey. That's a good pick, too, actually. Now I want to steal your Braves and give you the Baltimore Orioles.
Same thing. Same thing. I think they're the team from last year. Like, they were a little bit of a playing together for the first time. So,
yeah,
I think they're going to be better this year. And they've added some. I really like the little pieces they've added, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
They didn't go crazy like somebody, but
yeah,
they fucking made some solid upgrades.
I agree. I have a team like that that just made like little minor adjustments to the team that I'm gonna go with. Just like little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
By spending the most fucking money ever, give me the Dodgers.
I still think honestly, like I still think the Diamondbacks are the team to beat. Like I think those guys. Just like the Orioles, very young.
Yeah.
And the pieces they've added this year are fucking good. So, yeah. I don't know. I think anytime you have that, even though they're like Ohtani's fucking brilliant, but they're just, it's anytime that a new team comes together like that, it always takes them a year to play together.
It does. I'll say this though. The team that they had together before was also making waves, right? So now you add not just Ohtani, but you add like two other dudes where in any other sport you would not have been able to sign all three of them in one offseason and still keep your roster that you already had.
Yeah,
like that just doesn't happen, you know? So logically, this is the smartest pick, and that's where I'm going.
I think did Andy just call us dumb, Drew?
No. Mine might not work. I just think if you're looking at odds, which I don't know, I would imagine that the Dodgers would probably be favorites based on the moves that they made.
Yeah.
Logically.
Well, biology.
All right, who do you got for the NBA Finals? Biology.
I'm gonna go with I really don't want to do this because like I would love to pick my Orlando Magic.
Yeah, I know.
But this team I think is 13-0 at home so far this year. They haven't lost. They've been there. They've got a top five player. And they made another piece by bringing a unicorn to Boston. So, their team's just loaded. Derek White's stud. Kristaps Porzingis stud. Jaylen Brown's stud. Jason Tatum's stud. Like, they got a bunch of, like, pesky white guys that'll do your oil, but then hit some three-point shots, and you're like, who the fuck is that guy? Oh, that's Peyton Pritchard. I'm going to go Boston. Feels gross, but that's what I'm doing.
It's so funny when Andy and I went to that Orlando Magic Celtics fucking in-season tournament game and Peyton Pritchard was out there and we're like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
He was killing us, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, So, yep, that's where I'm going, Boston. We got Drewski.
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Ah, Tampa. Yeah. Placing the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. I like it.
You took the Bucks last year, too, I think.
Did I?
Might have been me. No. You're right. Drew did. I picked the Clippers, which was probably a year too early.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, that the was Clippers the, could do it was, this year, too.
That was actually my... Well, I'm going to say it's my third pick, but it's not. I asked somebody, hey, what's your top three picks for the NBA Finals?
Well, two of mine are gone because Boston and Milwaukee were in the three.
Yeah.
And one of them hasn't been selected yet.
Yeah, yeah. So it was those two, and then he said the Clippers. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's all I know about it. Much like the baseball pick, you're going to have to tell me why, if it's good or bad.
Well, they got Damian Lillard, and Lillard and Giannis in the playoffs is a nightmare. Oh, they just got to get their defense together. Yeah. But offensively, when it comes to the moments, big-time moments in the playoffs, they got two guys that can get it done, and a lot of teams don't have that.
Okay. I didn't know Lillard was there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
a
hell of a pick.
Fuck. I probably would have taken the Celtics had it not been off the board.
I will say I took one. I had Drew taking who I had at number three. So the number two team in my little rankings is still there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bro. Watch the iPad.
Drew's got a pup all up in his face.
I know.
I'm
going to take a shit on you. Oh, take a shit on your lap.
No, he shouldn't have to shit. He just did.
Come on, lick that mic. Lick that mic.
Yeah, he's licking my face, which is even worse.
I'm going to go with the Thunder.
Shit.
I'm going to go with the Thunder.
Oh. That's a fire pick.
Imagine Dragons over here.
Lightning and the Thunder. And the Thunder. And the Thunder. And the Thunder.
And the Thunder.
I just think if OKC can stay healthy, they have a very strong team. And they're also... They all really want it bad. Like, you can just tell, you know?
Yeah.
So you know what that means. San Francisco, Houston Astros, and the Denver Nuggets will win all the championships.
Yeah. but to your Dodgers point, Andy, because I just looked it up, because I remember thinking, like, there's another guy they added that I thought was even a better pickup than the two big Tyler Glasnow from the Rays.
Right.
When they signed him, I thought that was their best pickup. Like, even more than Ohtani.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they got two playoff pitchers in one offseason that weren't on the roster.
Yeah.
Technically three if you get into the playoffs and then you're in a pinch and you're like, yo, show.
Yeah.
I know we said you're not going to pitch this year, but we are in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Who was your second of your top three?
Nuggets.
The Nugs, yeah. See, I almost went with them to repeat, but...
They're just so fucking good still.
Yeah.
They haven't really dropped off. Their record may say they've dropped off. That's, you know, that's fine. They're playoff tested, all that kind of stuff. So they're going to be very, very, very hard to beat if Murray, Gordon, and Jokic are all doing their things, and Porter.
Definitely.
You know, so there you go, Ben. Because I know you're kicking and screaming right now.
I actually was thinking about the Pacers, too, but I just don't.
They don't have the defense.
Yeah.
Defensively, they're going to get beat up in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they have no, like, strong big, you know?
Yep. So, it's been an awesome NBA season. I'm excited to see what happens this year in the playoffs for the NFL. And then, you know, I'm actually, like, probably the most interested I've been. I don't know that I'm going to watch, but I am the most interested in MLB I've been in probably some time, just because I'm kind of curious how this Dodgers super team does against some of the other teams. And there's some actually kind of fun, exciting players that have come up over the last 2-3 years in MLB. So feels like they're leaning more into letting them have fun.
That being said, I sent it to James. Like, I told him, like, I'm going to fucking get the rainbow on that shit. But there's a they dropped the design for the new tops and the big, you know, the rookie card with Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks so fucking clean.
Yeah.
He's got the black Cincy uniform and everything.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that black Cincy uni went hard.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that new neon look of the Topps cards, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Interested to see what the cities are this year.
Yeah.
I think Detroit and New York will still abstain, but whatever.
Just do it, guys. Come on.
Yeah, they won't. They won't. They haven't. It's been 20 years, and neither one of them still have an alternate jersey, so they're not going to fucking do it.
Lighten up, guys. Well,
we put names on the back.
That's true.
Is that true that they don't even allow facial hair, like, at the Yankees?
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but it was under.
It's not anymore.
Yeah, under the old man Steinbrenner. Yeah, it was the only. It was sideburns and mustache. That was all you could have.
Yeah,
which
so
I
had,
think
like,
might still
Don
be true.
Mattingly.
Yeah. Yeah, like when Johnny Damon came over, he had to shave his, and that was the big joke in the Simpsons episode where he's like, Mattingly, that mustache. I thought I told you to shave those sideburns. Yeah.
It's still a thing to this day. And it says it even costs them players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's very fucking weird.
Yeah.
Price.
Yeah. I totally get the jersey thing. Like, you know what I mean? You've had the same jersey like Detroit. Like, we've had literally that in Old English D is for over 100 years. So, like,
yeah.
We just don't fuck with it, and like, but that, like, no, you can't even fucking grow facial hair.
We've never changed.
Babe Ruth didn't have a beard. No one's gonna have a beard.
Yeah,
it's such a weird hill to die on. A beard hill. It's such a beard hill to die on.
It's a beard hill to die on.
There are no James Beard Award winners.
That's right. Oh, fuck. All right. Are we doing teams?
Yeah. We'll read them off.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, you want to do it?
His mouse doesn't work, I'm guessing.
It's working now.
Okay.
All right. We'll just go category by category for picks. So, James, pick for Album of the Year, Age of Pleasure, Janelle Monae, Drew's. DYKTATQTOB, Lana Del Rey, Bars. And I took Midnight's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
For best movie, Oscars, James takes Barbie, Drew, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Andy Oppenheimer. For best movie, Kids' Choice Awards, James, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Drew, Barbie, Andy, The Marvels. all women. Yeah, my theory.
Those are some dudes in there. You know?
There's a guy somewhere.
There's like a background guy in there somewhere.
For best TV drama, Emmys, James picks The Last of Us, Drew, The White Lotus, Andy, Succession. And for People's Sexiest Man Alive, James with the smart ass pick of Pedro Pascal. Drew, Travis Kelce, Andy, Ryan Gosling. AVN Clever Title of the Year, James, Boob Ross. Drew, Twinkle Twinkle, Anal Stars. Andy, Make America Gape Again. All right. For Outstanding Lead Actor Comedy Series, James, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. Drew, Bill Hader, Barry. Andy, Jason Segel, Shrinking. And for our Super Bowl winner, James, the Texans. Drew, the Eagles. Andy, Baltimore Ravens. World Series winner, James, Baltimore Orioles. Shouts to Wesley. The Braves for Drew, and the Dodgers for Andy. And last but not least, the NBA Finals winner, James, with the young up-and-coming OKC Thunder. Drew, the Milwaukee Bucks. And Andy, Boston, Beantown, the Celtics.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Shouldn't Chicago be Beantown?
Damn.
Because they have the bean, you know?
I never thought about it.
Like, why is the bean in Chicago if Boston's the bean town?
Yeah, and then Boston
maybe
has...
Maybe somebody flicked it from Boston to Chicago.
Boston has all those windmills.
Fucking Thor came in.
Yeah. Boston's the windy city is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what does the bean have
to do? I wasn't sure if you just didn't hear me or...
crazy because the windmills should be like in Atlanta because that's where Dominique played.
But why is it the bean, though?
Just
the... Wait, it's because Dominique Wilkins did
the... It's just the... I think it was just the artistic choice.
Oh, that's it? They had no significance to Chicago?
I don't think so.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you out of your mind?
What is the Boston?
It's called
Beantown. Beantown?
I don't know. But at least it's got something where you're like, oh, that's why they got the bean here.
Why is it not the T-Town? Because they threw fucking T over. It should be the T-Town, not B-Town. Beantown.
I don't know, because even like, I think the Red Sox, one of their first names was the Bean Eaters. So...
Really?
Yeah, like way back when, like when it was like the New York Highlanders or the Yankees and shit.
Is that like Bush's Baked Beans? Are they from Boston?
I don't know.
North Dakota is the top producer of beans, followed by Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Idaho.
So
what the fuck?
I was typing in. I was gonna type in why is Boston? So I just got to why is first thing on Google. Why is poop green?
Dude, I know that. Superman ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is why. It's 17th century Puritans' favorite, a dish that they could set to cook on Saturday and consume on Sunday, saving them from labor on the Sabbath. The ingredient separates Boston baked beans from all others, molasses.
Wow.
Okay.
So, like, baked beans... The dish is like a Boston thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, shout out to them because I love some baked beans.
Me too. Fuck yeah. You can set them to cook on Saturday and then you don't have to sin in God's eyes on Sunday by cooking up your beans.
Dude, right. I'm going to eat some fucking beans on toast tonight.
Do you think that's what God actually meant? Is like, I don't want you doing anything on Sunday. Like, don't even fucking eat. If you don't have that shit prepared, you're going hungry, bitch.
Listen, yeah. You better fucking meal prep.
Better meal prep.
God was real big into fucking meal prep.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Fuck. And then he was like, loves you, bitch.